Okay, and we are joined again by, and I'm
Blake already. Mathis.
Blake Mathis.
That's me.
There you go.
Wow. Air Charity Network.
Very good. Oh, yes. And how are you today, sir?
Oh, great.
Loving sit down.
You guys have a great view. I tell everyone watching the planes take off. They're lined up, and I see the Hornet getting ready out there. The new Navy.
Is he going to, like, blow all the other ones right off the runway?
Yeah, they're going to line up. He's going to line up in front of a bunch of Cessna 140s.
That's right.
Full throttle.
If you think this is a good view now, you should have been here for last night's night show. Whoa.
I was here. Just so happens.
Total wow factor.
Unbelievable.
He was here.
Was he?
Yeah.
I didn't even see him.
That's right, because it was dark, maybe?
Maybe.
I was actually on the platform here shooting pictures.
You were on the platform
just so
pictures.
Happens, yeah. Uh-huh. I was on with the traffic jam yesterday and hung around and took photos.
That's right.
You know, that'd be interesting.
He looks different in the daylight.
Doesn't he, though? You know, I'd love to know the total count of photographs that was taken by everybody. I'll bet you it's upwards of 2 million photographs have been
taken.
Well,
I know of one person that's taken over 10,000 and another person that's taken over 25,000.
Jeez.
That's just two people.
Yeah, just the media group alone. There's probably 400 or 500 media groups from around the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They probably did 2 million just of themselves.
Yep.
wouldn't be surprising.
You know, so that theory that if when you take a picture, you take part of the person away, well, this place would just disappear, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, look around.
It'd be gone.
Well, it's not time yet, though.
Oh, it's already starting. Yeah. The exodus is already beginning.
Yep.
Anyway, you're actually here to talk about Air Charity
Network. Yeah.
It sounds like a cable channel.
Yes. I'm actually directly with Angel Flight Southeast out of Florida, and we are part of, I'm the president and CEO of that group, but we're part of a 6-member organization that covers the nation called the Air Charity Network, which is with like Angel Flight West, Angel Flight Northeast, Angel Flight Central, so on and so forth, to make up a national group of where patients can get from state to state if we have to cross regional territories, and that's been around for probably 12 years or so. And being that this is such a national arena, you know, pilots and aviation enthusiasts from all over the country and world, I happen to also be the chairman of the board for Air Charity Network, which we're a member of. So, you know, I thought we would come in and just chat about that and all the pilots around. And I actually didn't learn. I've been a pilot for a long time, since I was very young, but I happened to learn about benefit flying for the public about 7 or 8 years ago. Just didn't know it was there. And so I was hoping there's probably pilots today that don't know that they can do that. There's a lot of groups these days, everything from flying animals to veterans to sick children, you name it. But without these pilots around the country that help us, we have about 20,000. We fly tens and tens and thousands of missions for free, donated by the pilots. They donate the fuel, the plane, and their time. They're not reimbursed. And it's unbelievable.
Have you seen a resurgence of interest in pilots wanting to help? Or?
When the economy went down a little bit, some pilots, you know, backed off a little bit and stopped flying. I know in the Southeast and in my region, we actually increased pilots. We did some visibility things to get out in front of aviators. Our pilot numbers went up, actually. But believe it or not, the economy is turning around. We can see that in donations and giving since late last year. And more people are flying now. People are starting. The world didn't end, and so
kidding.
Yeah,
how inconvenient was that?
We have calls every day. Just alone, our region in the Southeast, part of Air Charity Network, we had our hands on about 3,500 missions last year. So I mean, that's just one region, and there's 365 days in a year. That's a lot of phone calls, and those are the ones that were approved. But when you add it across the nation, from west to east, north to south, we're probably talking 20, 25,000 coordinated flights that we put together for free for children, adults, veterans, families. And I'll say the majority of our patients that we carry for free are cancer and leukemia type patients who are going to and from medical specialists. And they're usually 200 to 800 miles away from home. I mean, it's a broad range, but... and the people we take really have no other way to get there, and they have to go multiple times a month sometimes for treatment. So if they're in their hometown and their doctor, their family doctor says you're being diagnosed with this, your best option is MD Anderson in Houston, and you live, you know, in Boston or Jacksonville, Florida, that's a long ways. And if your family has one car, a lot of people have one income.
Right.
It may be the adult that's sick. It could be a child. And they try those journeys on their own. Eventually, it doesn't take time. You know, traveling costs money. And being away from work, sick time, vacation time. And these middle-class families run out of their savings. They run out of everything. And it's not long before their employers let them go because they miss work so much. And we, Arid Charity Network, steps in. All of us step in to prevent that from happening.
A very worthy cause for sure. And I'm sure you get to see a lot of smiling faces too.
We do. I personally am lucky that I have started as a volunteer pilot about 8 years ago. You know, joined just to fly. Ended up running the organization in the Southeast, being the chairman of Arid Charity Network. Very humbling experiences, both of those. But to see these families, they're so appreciative. They can't explain it. I mean, the money it would cost them and the time. And when you're going through an illness like that, just to take that out of the equation, the transportation part, it's a huge relief on the parents. I mean, unbelievable. Themselves or if it's for their kids. We do fly a lot of veterans. Just so happened, one of our specialties in the Southeast is flying World War II veterans who are losing their eyesight. And there's a VA clinic in West Palm that teaches them to live in a sightless world. It's a 5-week course. And some of these that we fly don't have any family. So we take them back and forth to West Palm for their 5-week training a week at a time. So, I mean, it's open to everyone. And that's the other thing, too, is not just pilots, but to let people that listen to this know that if you know someone that's in need of transportation, that has an illness and a financial need, aircharitynetwork.org. You know, there's all the regions are there. You know, all the different groups depend on where you live. And you call the region you live in. I mean, it's real simple.
That's a fantastic calling you got there.
It is. Do you have a website by any chance?
Yeah, the aircharitynetwork.org. That represents all the United States for that group. And those are six of the largest coordinating organizations. You know, there are actually about 150 volunteer pilot groups around the country that do everything from transporting, you know, and medicine, animals, you name it. Our group are humanitarian. We take people, and we do thousands each. You know, we're more the larger groups and been around for 25 to 30 years each, and so we formed a web nationally that we can coordinate together and work very fluid-like together. So aircharitynetwork.org, you can pick the region, the state you live in, if you're a pilot, a patient, and if you want to be a donor as well to support the coordination efforts. But you know, we're always looking for all the above. And the more pilots we have, the more patients we can fly.
That's fantastic.
It's great. It's a great cause. Each of the regions of Arid Charity Network raise funds themselves to help support their cause. Different like golf tournaments, annual galas. I know in Boston, our Northeast partner, Angel Flight Northeast, has a huge event in Boston every year at downtown at a real nice hotel, and they invite tons of people and pilots and raise a lot of money. So each of the group kind of runs themselves, but we all work together when it comes to the patients. I know in Southeast right now, you may have heard, we're actually raffling off a P-51 Mustang flight, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, very cool. Very nice.
Stallion 51, hands-on an hour. You know, you get to fly. It's a half-day orientation course, and you get to fly that thing for an hour, and it includes round-trip airfare to get you there to Orlando.
That is a wonderful prize.
Yeah, I think I got to go find out about that.
Yeah, me too.
That's Angel Flight Southeast. That's one we're doing. Let's say each of the groups do their own fundraising. But we partnered with Stallion 51 in Kissimmee, Florida. And we're given an hour and crazy horse with a half a day orientation and training program.
That's Lee Lauder back in his
crew.
That's
him. Yeah, those guys are partnered with us. They're great. And it's going well.
My.
P-51 ride.
Yeah, that's really hard.
You ever done that?
I've sat in a couple of them, but I've never been for a ride.
I'm going to not smile when I say this. I've flown one.
Oh yeah.
I usually go ear to ear, so I'm sorry.
You were probably smiling for the whole rest of the week after that flight.
Yep, and I'm gonna give everyone a hint listening. We'll talk 51s for a minute. When those guys go from air show to air show type things, a lot of times they have a back seat. Not all of them have a back seat, you know, but sometimes they're empty, and all it takes sometimes is just asking, "Can I go back to your home base with you?" That's all it took for me.
And then, of course, you called the Air Charity Network to have you ferried back.
Exactly. Yeah, I started coughing and needed a ride.
Yeah.
Someone asked me, as I was getting on the plane, my friends that saw me and knew what was happening, they're like, we were going about 150 miles away, maybe 200 miles away. So I got a pretty good flight. And they said, "How are you going to get back?" And I said, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? I'll buy a home and live there.
Yeah, know, where exactly. I'm going. There you go. Hello, Greyhound.
But, all right.
But that inspired the Mustang raffle, to that experience. Said, let's offer this to anyone. And so we got real lucky. So if you're interested, angelflightse.org and get your tickets.
I mean, all right.
Definitely.
And that's your website again?
Angelflight SE for our region.
Southeast. Okay.
Southeast. But we, you know, our national group is aircharitynetwork.org. Very which good. We're a partner of course, and would love to have anyone go there and check it out and fly for us, or if you have a patient, family needs help.
All right. Well, Blake, I want to thank you for joining
Absolutely.
Us.